Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is recorded on traditional lands. We pay respect to elders past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal, and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may be listening.
That's kind of silly.
Hey, gang. So lovely to see you and hear from you.
No, we can't do either of those things.
It's so lovely to see everyone in the room. Thank you all for coming. Imagine, I love it. Imagine, when you're
okay,
here.
Can I just say, if we did a meet and greet, where would it be?
It would have to, you know what it would be? Yeah. If we did a meet and greet, it would have to be in four different segments and only like a certain amount of people would be able to get to it, because I am so socially overwhelmed that like I think I could only do like three people.
Yeah, you'd
like,
get really
It'd be like a 3 hour meet and greet and there'd be like three people per 10 minutes.
We could also do it at time zone. We'd need to do it. We'd need to do it somewhere where we could also be doing something at the same time.
Yeah, like I need to not be looking at people when I meet them. Like I need to be doing something in my hand.
God, you'd be awesome.
It's nothing against the listeners, okay? I just can't.
Just can't cope.
When people like meet me and I have like a first conversation with them, I actually can't look them in the fucking eye. Like I'll be like, hi, it's so nice to meet you. So yeah, no, like I, yeah. And I just like look around the room. It's really difficult.
Whereas I'm amazing with people.
Are you good with eye contact?
Yep. I actually am. I feel like genuinely, like, yeah, just with the jobs I've done and shit, I just feel like I've been forced to learn communication skills.
I have communication skills.
You don't.
Especially when I'm being paid. Shut the hell up.
Yeah, yeah.
If I'm being paid,
if there's money, I will look you in the eye.
Oh, yeah. If I'm being paid, I become a different person. Yeah. Like, anytime I worked in retail or if I ever, like, have to call someone on the phone for something or go into an audition room, I'm always like, oh, my goodness, hi. And yeah. I turn into a completely different person.
Ready?
But if you meet me at a party, I'm like, hi.
Yeah, but I my biggest flex is, like, I used to be really, like, go up to, at parties and talk to everyone. Mm. And now I just don't. That's a flex.
No.
Like, because it's like now I'm like, I can't be fucked. And I used to
I'm the
feel
same.
Like, I used to feel like I had to be friends with everyone. And now I'm at the point where I'm like, oh, I just,
yeah,
I can't be bothered.
I'm like only here because the person that is throwing the party invited me and I'll like talk to them and then I'll be like, slay, la, la, la. And then I'll fucking leave.
Yeah. But guys, speaking of parties, dun 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 dun.
You're ready for this?
Yeah. Well, guys, basically, we were like racking our little brainy wainies, thinking of toppy woppy. And we were like, oh my God. We were like, okay, this is actually genuinely something I'm interested to hear Jess and I discuss.
Yeah.
This is something I'm really interested to hear myself talk about.
Oh, yeah.
No one, narcissists. But like, I'm actually, we're going to talk about like parties, right? And how we go about throwing parties and kind of guests hosting, how long the party should be. Because I feel like, I don't know.
For some people, it can be a really daunting task.
Yeah, me.
Like some people wake up and they're like, I'm going to throw a party. And they just get all the shit and they're like, come over, I'm inviting this person, you can invite more people. But I'm like so anal about parties.
Well, my friend Laura loves hosting.
I don't get that.
And I fucking hate hosting.
Well, here's the thing. I like, not parties, but I love having people in my house. Like I love being like, yeah, come over and we'll just like chill for a bit. That's great. Yeah. But like when it comes to parties, it kind of sends me up the wall. I always have very small parties with people that I really, really like. Like, I'm very selective because I'm like, I can't deal with heaps of people being there.
Well, let's do a scenario, right? So let's pretend we're going to just like walk through a birthday party, right? Because again, I feel like I want to talk about things that like would make me be able to cope with it more because I hate hosting. I hate it. It just makes me so uncomfortable. And I'm like, well, why does it make me uncomfortable? All like, right. What is your routine? So let's pretend it's a, how old are you? You're 21?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's pretend the party's a 21st.
All right.
Let's just use a 21st as an example. First of all, for 21sts, are you doing it at your house or are you doing it out?
I'm doing it at my house.
Okay. So we'll use that as the example. Now, this is very funny because Jess did have a 21st last year. I went and it was really funny. And we're going to talk about what Jess did.
Okay.
And I think it's so interesting because I think...
It was a good party.
It was, but I think...
You're making it out to sound like
No, but what I'm going to say is for some people, they might be like, what? But for us, it was perfect.
For some people, they might be like, that wasn't even a fucking party.
But like, I think like that's... You found your freaks and you found the weirdos who enjoy that type of shit. So Jess, tell the listeners what you did for your birthday.
So for my 21st, I invited, I think it was like only about 8 people.
It was a neurodivergent party. Let's just fucking start with that.
Pretty much everyone there was diagnosed. basically, it was like 8 people, I think myself included. And they just came over and played games. And then we watched 2 movies.
Hang on. No. We watched 2 movies, but simultaneously, so there was a TV screen with Hoodwinked playing, iconic, best film ever.
Yeah, we were watching Hoodwinked.
But next to...
Oh, yeah, no, my brother was still there, like, when we were watching the movies. So there was, like, the movie screen that we have, like, a drop-down screen, and there's a projector. But then next to that was the actual TV, and he was playing Mario Kart.
So it was, like, the people with no fucking attention span, because it was, like, for us. And it was, like, there was literally Mario Kart, like, there, and Hoodwinked at the same time. It was like those fucking TikToks where it's, like, someone talking, but underneath is just Subway Surfers.
Yeah, and you know what? Everyone was so focused on that movie.
Everyone was so into it. Yep,
because there was Mario Kart in the back. It's like...
It was fantastic. And I think, here's the thing as well, like, I'm sorry.
And that wasn't intentional. I didn't plan that. My brother was just playing Mario Kart.
No, it was fantastic.
And all
was,
power to him.
But it was so funny because
so
I was
so helpful, to be honest.
I was like, this is the most Jess party I've ever seen. But it was really, it worked, right? Because for starters, okay, so this was your 21st. So we're talking about parties for people who have something wrong with them.
Go on. Like,
continue.
So continue.
So you had, how many people went to your party?
I think it was like 7 or 8.
Perfect. Sorry, it's just absolutely perfect number. Like, why are people having 40 people?
I don't know.
Like, uninvite them.
Also, here's the thing. In Australia, 21st shouldn't be a big occasion like it is in America. Because in America, it's like, oh, you're legal to do all these things now. Yeah. In Australia, you're pretty much legal to do everything by the time you're 21. 18.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not
Americans, we can drink before you.
It's like, it's just not a fucking big deal at all. No. So like, everyone's like, what are you doing if you're 21st? And I was like, I don't know, just have people over and watch a movie.
Yeah. Slay. But I think it works so well because like, I also think like, if you have a group over, I personally think it's good to give everyone a task to do.
Yeah.
Like,
we had games planned. Remember we played that game that like, that improv game. No, it was like charades.
Oh, that was fun. Oh, the bowl game.
It's
guys,
basically just charades.
Guys, I am going to introduce you to a game. It's called the bowl game. I know other people play it, but like it's a family.
It's quite literally just charades.
No, it's not. There's more to it than that. So let's say, for instance, Des is going like, bruh. So you get a bowl. I promise you, this game is so fun and it's got a 100% success rate. So you get a bowl. Everyone fills out, like, you get, like, everyone chops up 10 bits of paper and you write down a celebrity on. So, for example, Cameron Diaz.
Yeah. Or a character, like, iconic character.
Or, like, SpongeBob or some shit. And then you put these 10 characters in the bowl. Then you break up into teams. So, say, teams of 3 or 4. Then, for example, one person at a time gets up from one of the team. They'll stand at the front and someone will set a timer for a minute. Then they reach into the bowl. Mm. They get out a piece of paper. So, let's say if it said Cameron Diaz. You can't say Cameron Diaz. So you can't say the name, but you could be like, okay, so she voiced the character of Fiona in Shrek.
Yeah.
And then people have, and then the aim of the game is to try and get as many of those as you can. But you can't say like starts with or rhymes with, but guys, it's a really fun game and it's really good.
Yeah. And you just keep going until the bowl runs out, basically.
Literally.
But like at some point, especially if you have a group of people that know each other really well, everyone's just going to start writing like fucked up shit that's happened.
Jessica.
Or they'll just like write like some iconic character in their life or history.
One time someone wrote their fucking principal and I was like, I didn't even go to your fucking school. And I was like, how the fuck was I meant to? So like, I feel like our rule as well is like, at least someone has to know who it is. Like,
but it was really funny because when we played that at my 21st, there was one dude in our circle of friends that was like, it was still an actor because we're all fucking actors in the arts industry. But like there was one dude that like didn't do musical theater. And so there was like a few musical theater performers like in the bowl. Yeah. And so obviously he was like, what the fuck?
Jeremy Jordan.
Yeah. It was like, I don't know who the hell this is.
Yeah. Because musical theater famous people are very niche. Like if you don't do musicals, you're not gonna know who the fuck they are. Like
no, exactly.
Ready, guys? Erica Henningsen. If you do musical theater, you know who that is. She's amazing. If you don't do musical theater, you're not gonna know who the fuck that is.
Exactly.
It's same with like you know like Justin Bieber. Like he's a musical theater. Like he was
famously on Broadway.
Yeah, like he's underground. Like he's like a famous musical theater.
Life is worth living.
Yeah, and like. Baby from Baby the Musical. That's okay. This is a really funny bit. But yeah, okay. So Jess had her 21st. Now, okay. That's a good example. So that's an example of what to throw a party to throw if you've got something wrong with you. Like Jess. So Jess has lots of mental issues.
Yes.
So that's why that party was good for her limits because she's fucked up.
Yes.
And Jess could not cope with more.
Yeah.
Jess can't cope with noise, people,
exactly.
Or anything. And I think the party went for, I want to say, 3.5 hours. It actually did.
It went for like 5.
Which was very impressed. I was very impressed. Yeah. I thought we'd be kicked out.
I know. And you know what? I wasn't the one that kicked everyone out. It was just late at night.
No,
and
you
was like,
really
quiet.
Didn't, but you did a smart thing, which I think is a good thing to do. You set the timer for like, didn't you say it would be like 3 hours? So like you put it at a time that you wanted it to be. And then it sort of naturally went on longer. But like you had your boundaries to start.
Well, no, I was just sort of like, I'm going to. Like, we watched 2 movies, and, like, movies go for a fucking while, okay?
What was the second one?
Lego Batman.
Oh, fuck yes. Yeah. I fucking love Lego Batman. I fucking love the Lego movie.
It's so good.
The Lego movie is the best movie ever made. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, I'm not. Everyone's like, oh, like, my Batman is like Christian Bale. I'm like,
Will Arnett.
Will Arnett is my fucking Batman. I love the Lego movie.
You know the best part of that movie as well when he's like sitting on the jet ski with like eating the lobster and he just randomly takes out the electric guitar and shreds for like 10 seconds and then puts it away. We'll take it from here, Batman.
Will Arnett
is the best Batman.
Will Arnett is my Batman. Now we've used Jess as an example. Now we're just going to talk about like generic down the list shit of parties and how I personally would go about it. So if you're having a 21st, if you're not a loser like Jess, you probably have alcohol and more people coming.
Yeah. I don't drink, so I don't know.
Jess is such a party animal, guys. We watched Hoodwinked and played.
Yesterday I started painting a piano stool.
Can I be honest? It was actually a really fun party. It was like perfect. It's like, I don't want to be overstimulated anymore.
No. Also, you live like 10 minutes away from me. Yeah. So it was good.
Don't tell them where I live.
So you live at 123 Street.
First of all, food. Don't be fucking dumb. If you don't give food, if you don't have spinach triangles, you can get fucked.
You can have spring rolls.
I'm going to rant. So I went to an 18th when I was like fresh out of high school. This girl, she's nice, but she bought one fucking bowl of chips. And this party, I shit you not, had about 70 people. And everyone was drinking and shit. Oh. And I was like, why the fuck was there not more food? And like, obviously then people were like booting and vomiting everywhere. Because they're like,
they had nothing in their stomachs.
Yeah, they didn't have anything to eat. No, you know what I did? I ordered a pizza. I remember that. I think I ordered one because I was like, I'm starving and I haven't eaten.
Yeah, that's really weird. You don't throw a party if you don't have
food. I think just, but even just like,
it's a potluck.
Or even just when people write, when there's not much food to eat beforehand. I'm like, great. Yeah, okay, exactly. So, like, at least tell me that. And then I'm not going to rock up and expect dinner.
Yeah, don't just show up and let people turn up and you only have one bag of potato chips just lying on the counter. Like, that's just, it's disrespectful. Because, like, what if I was coming to the party straight from work and I'd been there from 9 to 5?
Like, pack it up, Dolly Parton. Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun,
tumbled
dun,
out of bed dun, dun. And I went to the party.
Like, what, what if I tumbled out of bed and I went to the party, okay?
Tumbled out of bed and I stumbled to the kitchen.
And there was only one bag of potato chips on the kitchen island.
I thought of a joke. Dolly Parton, if she had a sick day. Tumbled out of bed and I stumbled to the kitchen. I felt sick, so I went out to bed. That was not funny. Anyway, but basically,
stumbled out of bed. Okay. Then I got back into bed.
Stumbled out of bed and I threw up in the bathroom. Then I went back to bed and I went to bed. Fuck. All right. No. Now, what are the things food-wise that if you're at home and you're like, I'm throwing a party. If you don't have these fucking foods, fuck you.
Yes.
All right. Spinach triangles.
Spring rolls.
What? Vegetarian or
vegetarian.
Yep, nice.
The vegetarian and gluten-free then, yep. spring rolls.
There should be chips. There should be like chips like
corn chips and potato chips.
We're not American, are we, mate?
Corn chips, mate.
Corn chips.
Like tortilla chips.
Yeah, those, but chips.
What do you mean American? No,
Americans call them potato chips.
Yeah, I'm trying not to say a brand.
No, but we call them chips. Like chips.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying it for them.
Jess,
get you a pack of crisps.
A crisp. And I like crisps. I think Australians should bring
crisps is a fun word.
Okay, hummus. Fucking hummus. Yeah. Oh, I fucking love hummus. If you don't have hummus at the party, I'm out.
Yeah, olives. And some carrots.
Ugh, olives. Yummy. I'm sorry. Olives. That's my like I actually stand by that. If you don't like olives, like you're the problem.
If you don't have potato wedges.
Oh, potato gems.
That's what I meant.
Potato gems.
Sorry. Potato gems.
Yep.
Elite food.
And hummus. I fucking love hummus. Also, you need to have, as you said, like carrot and like cucumber.
Yeah.
Oh, ham. Fucking love ham. Just the whole ham on the bone.
No, you know what you need?
Vikings. I love ham. No, but like if I was a Viking, like, okay, yeah, guys, by the way, we forgot to clarify. This is a Viking party. No, I fucking love ham. Just like charcuterie ham.
Yes, you need a charcuterie board.
Charcuterie.
Get the charcuterie board and get the nice Italian.
But I don't want to overstimulate bitches.
Overstimulate. I do not want to overstimulate the bitches.
Okay? I literally don't want to overstimulate them.
Okay, no, mango. But you also need the charcuterie board because you need all of the different cheeses.
Something charcuterie. Brie.
That's what it's called.
Oh, fucking Brie.
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 Camembert.
Brie.
Salami.
Crackers.
Prosciutto. Crackers.
No, but that's a lot. Like, at the bare minimum for me, if you want to impress me.
Balls.
Balls. also, Chocky. I love some chocolate. Yeah. Like, you need to have, like, maybe, like,
a lolly bowl.
Or, like, some, I can't say brands. Guys, fill in the gaps. Malt, beep. Emin, beep. Emin, beep. Yeah, no, guys. Sorry, we can't say popular brands, but it rhymes with
M&Ms. You know what brand I will say, though?
What?
Arnott's biscuits.
But not that. That's weird for a party.
No, it's not. I want my Scotch fingers at the party.
No, Scotch fingers. Fuck you, Monte Carlo's cunt. When we had this fight at work,
I'm not bringing this up again.
Monte Carlo's. I don't like Monte Carlo's. Fuck you. Fuck you, Jess. Anyway, yeah. So like, food wise, potato gems, crackers, cheese, brie.
And you need to get a big fuck off 2 liter bottle of Coca-Cola because everyone likes Coca-Cola
and water. Oh, I like water.
But everyone, yeah.
Water. I like water.
You know what? I like water.
No, I'm British people. A bottle of water.
Yeah.
A bottle of, no, but like, and if water you're with
throwing,
ice.
Yeah, but if you're throwing a party for like stupid people that you know are going to be like rowdy, obviously get paper cups. But if you are throwing a party for like reasonable people, just use the cups that are in your fucking house. No. I hate it when I go to a party and they have heaps of plastic cups and I'm like,
yeah,
what was the point? You're just contributing to landfill. Like, not to get like cringe. Super political, but like,
so, but, so you two people super
but they
political
have
cringe.
Paper cups.
Yeah,
at, like, just
My brother's having a wedding and they are going to op shops at the moment and they're finding really cool glasses. And everyone
That's my favorite hobby. I have some really cool glasses.
Wow. And like for the wedding, so everyone's going to get a really random glass. Everyone. And it's like nice because then and then everyone can take it home and it's a bit cute. Isn't that fun?
I'm squirming. That's awesome. You know
yes,
what?
I am. Sorry.
Everyone that's listening that to the mean. Podcast, everyone that's listening to the podcast is like finding out how fucking weird I am.
Yeah.
I love little antiques.
Not me
glasses.
Though. I'm awesome.
You know what's really awesome?
What?
This is such a tangent, but I love going to op shops and seeing little tiny like antique teacups with like gold rims and stuff and like little flowers on them.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Oh my God.
Oh, anyway. No, that's really nice. That's really nice. I don't want to dull your sparkle, but I do want to move the fuck on.
Okay, moving on.
Next, drinks.
In terms of drinks, most of the time it's okay to just say BYO. If you provide the food and the space, it should be fine to say BYO.
I think it's nice to have like a bare minimum some soft drinks.
Oh yeah, the mixers is something. Yeah. That, like
mixers and water. Yeah. I love water so much. But like I literally love water. I'm sorry. I know like if you, okay, when I come to the function and they have water, fuck yeah, that's enough. Like cold water.
You know that meme of the guy and he's like, that's bloody delicious.
That is, I'll tell you what folks, that is bloody lovely. That is literally me every time I have water. I'm like, I think this is quite controversial to say, but I don't think I could survive without water. That's quite controversial.
Wow, Molly, I didn't think you were going to be that brave today.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm getting quite political on our podcast.
No, but I totally agree.
No, let me finish.
No, because we need to move on, Molly.
I just want to wrap that bit. But yeah, I really couldn't survive without water. Sorry if that got political. Please don't cancel me.
Yes, but anyway, so in the grand scheme of things, we're currently in a recession. So BYO, guys, BYO.
All right, next. Okay,
activities.
Okay, all right. Here's the thing. IMO, if it's like not a house party and there's like, okay, let's say for example, if there's like 50 people going, then I don't think you need to do activities personally. I think people just mingle and talk and let people roam like little.
Yeah,
little
or you have music playing and
yeah, like
they have a little dancey dance if they're a freak.
Like I'd put on that song. It's quite cool at the moment. It's called I'm a Gummy Bear.
Oh my God.
Oh, I'm a Gummy Bear.
I love that song.
Oh, I'm a Gummy Bear. No, but then.
I love I'm a Gummy Bear opera version.
Sing it.
No, Molly, you sing it.
I've never heard it. You brought it up. It's fine.
It's your favorite song, Molly. It was your top.
Oh my gummy bear! Oh my gummy bear! Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah! No, but seriously, what was I talking about?
You're right though. If you have 50 people or like it's like a larger party, you usually just don't need to have activities.
But. If you have, let's say, 15 or less, I think that's when you can start being like, all right, like things.
Yeah.
I think a movie, perfectly fine. I think a movie is
absolutely.
Fun.
Absolutely. Especially if it's like the last thing.
Although I don't think it's good to do a movie if you've got like a weird mix of people. Like if you've got a mix of people who you know, like.
If they're all a part of the same group, it's fine.
Yeah. But if
or
it's
like same circle.
If it's kind of one where like it's not really the vibe and some people, you might have people there who don't quite want their lollies.
Or if you're mixing like your relatives with your, like your friends.
Woo!
And then like your friends from an activity that you do. Like, you know, a sport or whatever. Like, it might be kind of awkward to be like, yeah, let's all sit down and watch this movie.
I think it worked for your one because everyone was, like, fucking mentally ill.
Well, like, everyone knew each other somehow and everyone had, like, the same humor. And I'm going to gloss over what you just said. Anyway, but, like, it worked, right?
Yes.
But, like, in the case of, like, having heaps of people.
Yep.
Or, like, heaps or, like, of people from 50, different stuff.
15 or less for activities. I think, okay, straight off the bat, laser tag.
Fuck yeah.
Isn't that fun? And I think that's good as well, because like then like if you also laser tag, and my friend actually for her birthday did a thing where everyone sat at like a long table and she got these like clay little cups and everyone just like painted clay.
Oh my God, that is, I love that.
It was great and it was really cute. There was food on the table. Guys, remember food?
Food?
Just take notes.
But also...
Sorry, that's the girl.
I'm going to bleep it out.
That's the girl who had the party.
I'm going to bleep it out.
That's the girl who's part. No, she's actually really nice, but she just didn't have any fucking food.
Yeah, no, if you have something crafty, awesome.
So let's name some shit.
Clay.
Like clay.
Like mosaic.
Laser tag.
that's so crazy. Mosaic so making. Painting.
Oh, like a paint and sip.
Paint and sip.
Paint and sip water.
Or if you go...
Okay. Me because I normally drive, paint and sip water.
Well, you can do like different kinds of clay. You got polymer clay. You got
okay, pack it up. Calm down, buddy.
Knitting and stitching, embroidering.
And you got time to play.
Making a terrarium.
A terrarium. It's not called a terrarium.
Oh, sorry. I'm thinking about the game called Terraria.
Fucking such a fucking nerd.
No, that game was shit. I hate it. No, guys, if you guys play Terraria, you suck. It's so boring.
Oh my God. This is intense. No, okay, so yeah, painting. Why can't we think of anything else?
I don't know, but like, you know what?
Oh, you know what we could
escape
do?
Escape rooms.
Design your own doll. No, or...
Painting
no,
rocks.
No,
rock
or,
friend.
Or hairdressing simulators. Everyone has...
Everyone gets a pair of scissors and we cut each other's hair.
No, but that... Or everyone has like a wig on like a little mannequin in front of them and everyone has to cut the
Why
best haircut.
Why is that
haircut.
So funny?
That would be fun. I'd do that.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, like... Or knitting, I like, yeah, fucking bingo, say, bingo, I would
but
fuck
bingo, like it's like funny bingo.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
That's
See,
funny.
I think activities are good.
Or like get to know people once.
Yeah.
If there's like a bunch of different groups. You can have like,
yeah.
I went to an engagement party recently and one of the activities was like, it was like a bingo and you had to go around and like, it was like someone wearing an Apple Watch, someone that does theater, someone that
That's so
like
good.
Went to this school with the bride and blah, blah, blah and all stuff. And it was really fun. Me as someone that was introverted, though, I just followed my friend around that was like extroverted and they got all the answers. But, you know, it is a good idea in
See,
theory.
I'm not a pussy, so I wouldn't need to follow anyone around.
Oh, well, you know what? Fuck you. Anyway, so...
Am I being too mean this episode?
No, this is just how we talk.
True. I actually feel quite mean. Guys, I normally... Here's a confession.
Anytime you're mean to me, I just don't take it to heart.
Okay.
Because I don't care about you. So, anyway.
Okay, no. Next. Okay, so we talked about food, drinks.
Activities.
And then, like, okay, mixing groups.
Oh, my God. I hate it. I actually hate it so much.
I hate it. You know what?
I just don't do it. I just straight up don't
do
it.
I'm going to be honest. I don't try to do it anymore. It's actually just not worth it.
Like, you've done it in the past, correct?
Yeah. And I just hate it.
Yeah,
it's not fun.
It. No.
It's like, I just, like, to be honest, I don't have a solution for that. I just can't be fucked. I just, like, I'm like, it's so much, it's for my psyche, it's so much nicer to just do maybe, it sucks that I have to do this, but I'd rather just do three separate things.
Exactly. You just like hang out with those people on an occasion and you know, it doesn't have to be a birthday thing.
Yeah.
Like you can just be like, oh, let's go do this. And you hang out with that group and then another group. The thing is like with like your groups of friends, Molly, like personally, like you have mixed groups before and it's like been successful.
Yeah.
Like, it's been fine, but it is so stressful. And like, I've like met people from groups that you're a part of and like been like, oh yeah, chill. And like, anytime I see them at an event that, you know, like literally the other week when we did our show and there was people there, I was like, oh my God, slay. And like, we're all like jazzed.
To be honest,
but it's like, it is, you can't do it all the time. Like if you do it once for like an important event, yeah, sure. But like, it just gets more and more stressful.
I just can't be bothered as well. I just rather do it. So like, I know like who's friends with who and just.
There's no offense to anyone that's in a different group. It's just like the amount of effort that you have to put in, our opinion overall is just
don't do
you
it.
Don't have to. Well, it's not even that we don't want to do it. It's just you just don't have to.
No,
it's so much effort and so much like,
and also like
stress.
At the end of the day, it's my fucking party.
Exactly,
it's my fucking party.
It's
and
my
you
buddy,
and
I'm
just keep realizing I'm like, I can't be bothered to think. I'm like,
I also don't want to serve anyone else's. Like, it's my party, so I'm gonna serve myself.
I want to serve.
Fucking hell. But the thing is, like, I'm not doing it for you. I'm not doing it for their approval. I'm just doing it so that I can hang out with my friends and I can create beautiful experiences with them, blah, blah, blah.
And look, I think some situations warrant, like, you know what? Fuck you guys. Like, you guys can just all hang out YOLO. But I think sometimes I'm just like, oh, like, I actually just want
to. Yeah. And you don't have to do it every time.
Yeah.
Another thing I want to talk about is, like, I get really overstimulated at parties, especially if I'm hosting.
And really?
So, oh, yeah. Like, I bet you guys wouldn't have been able to tell. But anyway, something that I do, even when there was only 8 people at my house, I literally, like, left for 5 minutes and just, like, sat in my room.
Setting timers for every hour. Yeah. And for 2 minutes you go. And I know this is, like...
But I had to reset myself. It's like, oh, my God.
And just breathe.
Yeah. And just be like, because, you know, social interaction is, like, very exhausting for some people.
Especially when you're excited. Like,
And you know what, guys? You're not alone.
And I don't want to... I know. I, like, low-key... Here's the thing. Okay, guys? Because so many people online are like, oh, my God, like... I lost my keys once. I have ADHD. I feel like
I'm so hyperfixated on this pasta.
I'm watching a film. I like hyperfixation. I'm like, okay. I think because like low key now,
it's become like a trend.
It's become like a trend.
Remember in like the Tumblr days, it was a trend to have depression.
Sorry.
It's literally the same thing.
So funny. Like just people being like,
I'm so depressed.
I'm passed it on. But yeah, like. And I think now because of that, I like don't want to be cringe and I don't want to be like, I think whenever I'm now, like this is what happens in my brain. I'll be like, oh, this is hard. And I'm like, maybe it's like an ADHD thing. And I'm like, shut the fuck up, bitch.
Yeah. Stop being cringe.
Yeah, stop being cringe. You don't have it. You're a loser. Like you're just get over it.
I do the same thing. Like,
but it's because now all these people online have like, and you read the comments and everyone's like, shut the fuck up. You don't have this. You're just being sorry for yourself. Yeah. I think now I like have kind of like internalize that a bit. Mm. But my point is, I will talk 500,000 miles a minute. I will jump from thought to thought. Like, I'll be talking to someone. I'll be like, and then, like, I love this, like, cheese grater right here. And then I went to the movies and
we do it on this podcast.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, guys, yeah, look.
We get so exhausted after this podcast. Exactly. Like, we can still hang out and talk, but it's just like,
but it's tiring. And, like, not this podcast, but, like, because Jess and I obviously know how to be fucking normal around each other, even though it might not seem like it, but like,
but there is like a certain amount of shame around it.
There's shame around it, and also like, let's say for example, in situations if I'm feeling nervous or anxious for 4 hours straight, I'm like, and then like at the end, I like leave like so I like
you're like sitting in the car on the way home. And you're like, why am I so tired?
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, it's because I'm like, it's
I put
just
all my energy into that social interaction.
But it's literally like, I know this sounds like, it doesn't sound cringe. Let's be nice to ourselves. Mm. Cringe cunt. Fucking loser. Me trying to be nice to myself. I get exhausted so easily because it feels like I am trying to impress anyone and anything in the world. Like I'm just, it's like I'm on fucking steroids. Yeah. Like, and it's just, and it is hard because like, this is where it gets difficult, right? It does kind of work because my nervousness becomes me trying to be funny and then everyone laughs. Yeah. I'm like, keep doing that. Yeah. And then I'm like,
but then
fuck.
You leave and you feel like you can't exist anymore.
Yeah, like, literally. Cause I'm like, oh, people like are just liking a part of me where I'm like, to be honest, where if we want to get technical, where it's like my nervous system is just kind of in chaos. Yeah. Like, let's be real. Like it's that. It's like, and it's like, especially if you've grown up and you've learned that like,
That's
your coping mechanism to like make jokes and be like, ee-hee-hee. Like it is so difficult to like not do that. But that's why parties and shit and like stuff like that is like so overwhelming because like I'm a people pleaser. I want to, I want everyone to be in a good mood. I'm too aware when there's like mixing groups, I'm too aware of like trying to make everyone feel good. And like, then it's just not fun hosting, is it? Yeah. Cause it's just like, it's just, and it'd be nice to get to a point where I'm like, I don't care, but I do care. I want everyone to, I'm too aware of the personalities that are there.
It's so funny that you say that because like mine sort of happens in like the same-ish way, but it's same but different.
Yeah,
it's like when I'm at a party, I'm also having that people pleaser mentality, but the things in my head are going so fast and I can't outwardly express them.
Yeah,
so like mine happens in the opposite way where people think that I'm either way too chill because I'm like not saying anything, or they think that I'm angry because like I have a resting bitch face as well, and there are all these things happening in my head,
but you're
so
actually just freaking out.
And so like when people talk to me, I kind of just revert to like giving like really short responses because I'm trying so hard to land on one cohesive thought. It's like, that's like how my party experience has been in the past, like when I wasn't diagnosed and wasn't medicated. But like whenever I, like now it's like slightly easier because you know, I can go and be like, okay, well I know this, why this is happening, and I can be a bit more responsive.
And you even and even going in and like having like, I know it sounds basic, but even having like tools doing a thing.
Even though it's so embarrassing,
if it works, it works, right?
Like exactly.
If you need things that you need, like I know now if I have a meal before going into a party, I'm going to be more settled.
No, like, exactly. It's like things like that. Even though the party's at my house and like people are talking in my house, in my living room, I'm going to go into another room and just sit there for like 2 minutes to recollect myself before I go out again. Because like, my brain needs a rest. My brain needs to stop spiraling. Yeah. And it doesn't spiral in like a bad way. That's just how fast my brain goes.
Yeah.
It's like,
me too.
I remember you've discovered a couple of weeks ago that I've been listening to audiobooks on like double speed.
Just
because that's how genuinely, if you listen to an audiobook being read out at like double speed, that is how fast the thoughts are going in my brain at all times.
Yeah.
Like medication or not, that is how fast my brain is working.
That's intense.
Yeah. So like if I'm at, like when I was a teenager and I was at parties, I used to be like, God, I fucking hate parties. Why do I keep going to these things? It's I'm a people pleaser. And then like the reason I've been hating them is because my brain is just so like,
Because it's not
internally,
it's
not, and yours is the same, but it's external.
Yeah, and it's like, and it's not necessarily that, like, because like people are like, oh, I'm so sad. It's not like you're not sad, but there's too much information, and you can't even bloody process it.
Yeah, and it's that. It's like you don't leave feeling upset and like depressed. It's like you leave feeling fucking exhausted.
Yeah, just like because it's just too much like information and stimulus.
Yeah,
and like that's like definitely a common thing. It's like I constantly feel like I'm trying to catch up with myself.
Oh, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
I'm like 5 steps ahead of myself and I'm like,
the amount
oh
of
my
times,
God, like,
yeah, the amount of times when I, yeah, when I was in school, the amount of times I had to like cancel school, like I had to cancel school, the amount of times I had to like call in sick to school because I like went to someone's house on the weekend.
School said the F slur.
Yeah. It's been canceled.
Canceled.
But like, yeah, I had to like, there's been so many times where I've had to like call in sick to school or like cancel work the next day. It's all because like I was just still recovering from the weekend before.
Yeah. And it's just so, and when no one knows how to deal with that, then you have to like have all the side effects.
And bing bong, bing bong.
But yeah, like,
guys, do what you want to do at a party.
Yeah, period. Okay?
Invite who you want. You don't have to mix groups. Make sure you have food though, because seriously, what the fuck? Don't, if someone invites you to a party and they don't have food, that's just, what the hell?
And I'm
also, can I just say something to end it off?
Yep.
One last thing that you absolutely should do if you're having a party is have a theme. It doesn't have to.
That's not what I thought you were
saying. This is really important. Okay, listen. It doesn't have to be a theme like, oh, we have to do a Halloween themed party. You have to dress up like this thing. It doesn't always have to be like that, even though those are fucking awesome and fun. Those can be very exhausting, those parties. But like, have a theme in regards to like the theme being movie night. The theme being...
Yeah, like games.
Game
night. Yeah.
Or game and movie night. Like, just make sure you have a general idea of what it is instead of just being like, it's a party. Because those are the parties, when people just say, I'm having a party, those are the parties I feel most anxious about. When
like,
I think,
well, what
like,
is it?
Yeah. If I'm throwing a party, I never just say like, I'm throwing a party. I'm always like, I'm going to have a movie night. Because then you have a direction to go in and it's all organized and you don't have to freak out. If you're someone like us, which you probably are, because I feel like not a lot of people that aren't like us are listening to this.
Look, if you're at this point in the podcast, you're fucked in the head.
But like that, But like, exactly. You guys are fucked. But like, seriously, that helps so much.
Yeah.
It's been like, remember... A couple of years ago, you used to throw like Tony's parties for the Tony Awards.
Oh, it was great.
It's like, it has Tony's... a direction. We know what we're watching.
Yep.
We're all dressing up.
But that was bad though, because half the people wanted to watch the Tony. God, we're fucking showing how lame we are. We had a Tony's party. but we had a Tony's party and half the people wanted to watch it and half the people went downstairs and got drunk. And it was really funny.
But yeah, it's like, you know, always like, don't, like, people are so lame when they just say, we're having a party ring and I'm ballistic.
Have
like,
a theme, bitch.
It's like, just, think about it for 3 seconds and come up with like a few things that you can do at the party.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we hope that helped. That was more just for us to like rant about parties.
Yeah. But also, you know, American movies, they don't show parties as like how they should be. I think parties, everyone has this preconceived idea that party has to be super fucking wild. It's like, no, a party can just be people at your house.
Do you know
and
what it is?
Out.
You know what it is? It's in 21 Jump Street. When Channing Tatum is there and he's hanging out and he's at the party and they're all downstairs like smoking weed and stuff, but then there's those 4 guys upstairs and they're like, you know, the 4 losers, and then Channing Tatum goes and hangs out with them. I'm like, that's the vibe.
That's my group.
That's the vibe we bring to the function. And he's got the duck sweater. That's so niche, but I know what I'm talking about.
I want that.
That is a great film. Love 21 Jump Street. I love that film. I love that film. I love that film.
Love you, listeners, so much. Thank you for listening to our huge rant. We just really needed to get that off our chest. Off our giant chest.
You know
chests.
What I need to get off my chest? Joel Mama.
Bye.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to give us a rating on Spotify or wherever you're listening to this. And follow our TikTok and Instagram at Kinda Silly Podcast. Stay silly.
That's kind of silly.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.